You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That was Mokotron, Kawaii Queer. If you hadn't heard it, just hit the whoo. You're damn right. You're so right. We're just talking about how much we love that track. And you've heard it for a while.
Mokotron a while back was sending out some sneaky little demos to a few DJs. And so I did get to hear it pre-release. And I heard it, a few DJs play it live as well. And so satisfying to be able to chuck it on Spotify now, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. What's it like in the club when that comes on?
It was actually crazy. The first time I heard it playing a club was actually Dylan Biscuit was playing it, and he wheeled it up, bro. He got such a crazy reaction when he dropped it.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
That's so sick. Well, it's so lovely to have you here. We kind of jumped straight into it, but we got Karu in the studio, DJ extraordinaire and producer extraordinaire. What came first?
Definitely production, eh? Yeah. I feel like I went through a long journey of intentionally avoiding dance music with my production.
True.
Yeah. I think that I was like super tapped into like the lo-fi hip-hop wave and the LA beat scene and Flylow and Knowledge and stuff like that. And so for a long time it was just like hip-hop beats that I was into. And then I guess throughout COVID I just got a DJ controller and started experimenting with mixing, and that's when I like started to understand like the dance music format and like what makes a good track for DJs and stuff. And it just was this rabbit hole that never ended, and I just like got obsessed with trying to make like good tunes.
The thing I love most about DJs is you guys are like the coolest people on the planet, but you're all fucking nerds. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly,
I found this track in the da-da-da-da-da. It's beautiful to see, man. Like, you really love that shit.
Oh, cheers, man. Yeah, I do feel like a big nerd, and it's crazy to be just even with this boiler room coming up tomorrow night, I just feel like I'm just such a nerd when it comes to the music, and they're putting a nerd on stage, you know. But it's dope, man. It's sick. Yeah,
the world should be run by nerds for real. I do want to talk about the boiler room, but first I did want to talk about your win, SRN Awards, best single.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
what did
crazy.
That mean to you to win that?
It's pretty huge, man. I think that like that year I had released so much music, and I'd been like working away at Colab so much, and like the amount of time that I'd put into it, just producing tracks and DJing and stuff, was immense, you know. And so it felt like so dope to have that recognition, and especially for a track with like Church and Dead Forest and Ditter and like all of us together, like it really meant a lot. And it felt like a real kind of like stepping stone for what I'm gonna do next, you know. And so
that's a beautiful thing. I think it's nice to get the validation and the recognition, because you did talk about the work aspect. I think it's a lot of what I talk to artists, and artists who are successful, they're like, there was a point where I just invested in it fully. Was there a moment where you kind of believed in yourself that you can really do this shit?
100%, man. And it took me a long time to get to that moment, you know. I feel like for years I've been making beats and stuff, but I was too scared to release it under my own name or myself, you know. I'm sure that many artists can relate to that, and it just came to a point where like I was making these tracks that like it would be rude not to share them with people, you know. And I really felt like I can't like just keep this all to myself, you know. And I was so obsessed with it. And so there's this point where I just had to kind of just not care what anyone thinks and just really trust my own judgment and just roll with it and put stuff out there. And
And look where it's led. Let's get on to the boiler room, because this is one of the, like, it truly is a massive moment. It really is. Pillar 2 Underworld, an association with Boiler Room, and Nick of the Woods.
Yeah.
And you're on the lineup.
Yeah, it's insane, man. I was trying to explain it to my parents, like, you know, like, Boiler Room, and they're like, what's that? And I'm like, it's like a rite of passage for DJs,
this is a massive thing.
Okay, sounds cool, you know.
That's so sick. And the lineup is amazing too, all indigenous artists.
Yeah, 100%, man. Big shout out to Lady Shaka for putting together such a crazy lineup.
Yeah, I did want to ask a kind of question about, I guess, indigenous electronic music and indigenous drum and bass. And I'm going to try and put this question to Mokotron, Lady Shaka, if I see you too. Like, the tenets of indigenous drum and bass, what do they include? Like, do you know Barry Barclay, the filmmaker?
Oh, no.
He's a Maori filmmaker, one of the first, but he had this idea of false cinema. And he was basically like, it needs to be shot in the community with Maori people. It needs to have Maori creative directors.
Mm.
If you could say like tenants for Indigenous drum and bass, what would they be?
What do you mean like tenants?
Like, would you like be like we want Indigenous music to be a part of the set?
Mm.
Like, are those the things that are important to making it this kind of event so special?
Yeah, I'd say that's an aspect of what makes it like so special for sure. And I think that, I don't know, a lot of the time, a lot of the shows that I end up playing, they end up being club nights that are kind of centered around a certain sound or a certain genre. And to be like put on an event here where like the thing stringing the artists together isn't the type of music they play, it's like their background and their ancestry. I think that's like a really beautiful thing. And it gives every artist the chance to embrace that aspect of themselves and kind of try to attempt to show that culture through their music, you know? And so I think it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Especially at the end of this week too. It must have been like the perfect timing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%, bro. Yeah, very timely. Yeah, yeah.
What was it like when Lady Shaka hit you up and asked you to be a part of it?
It was insane, man. I was just at work and like just got the email and like the subject line was like, boiler room. And I was like, fuck, yeah. But I don't know. I had heard a few rumblings from a few friends of mine. I had a few people hit me up, I won't say who, but they asked me like, did you get a very special email the other day? And it was like rumblings that like something cool was happening. And so yeah, when Lady Shaka hit me up, I was just almost in disbelief, hey. But
did you have to keep it quiet for? Because that must have been impossible.
Yeah, it was pretty difficult, man. We had like I had to sign a contract saying that I wouldn't tell anyone. Yeah, but it was probably about like 2 or 3 weeks, where I was like trying to keep it on the low. It could have been worse, I guess.
It must have almost felt like buying someone a present. You're like, I got you a sick present, but I can't tell you. Like,
yeah, definitely, man, definitely. And like, I don't know, I was trying to get time off work so that I could, make the show. And I had to tell my boss, like, I've got a really important show. I can't tell you what it is, but it's really important. Yeah, yeah. Trust me. Yeah.
Damn, man, it's gonna be so exciting.
Yeah.
How have you curated your set for the show? What should people be expecting from the Karu set?
It has been like really difficult for me to put together the set, to be honest, because there's so much that I want to include and there's so much that I want to play and showcase. But I'm trying to touch on everything that's influenced me up to this point as a DJ, and I'm going to be playing like almost all of my own tracks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is so sick. I really want to play tracks that people know me for, and also playing a bunch of unreleased tracks that I'm working on that will be coming out next year. And I'm also just trying to do like a bit of a showcase of the community that I come from and like the other DJs out there that play and produce garage, because I don't know, I feel like I have almost like a duty to represent that culture and that community that I'm a part of at this show. And so I've got some sick ass tracks from some local producers to play out, and a bunch of unreleased tracks from my own mixed in with a bunch of remixes. Just trying to get everything in there.
I love that. I feel like at the core of what you do as an artist is community, because like I always see songs come up and I'm like, this is a bop, Karu remix.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you're almost, it's ubiquitous. It's always there.
That's where the love for it came from, you know? I feel like I'll go to shows and see people loving to play remixes and loving to represent Kiwi culture in the music that they play, and I really wanted to contribute to that in some way. And I think that the first time I was ever at a club and I heard someone play something that I made, it was just like the craziest feeling that I've ever had, you know, and I'm just like almost just chasing that feeling of like,
what was that moment?
I think it was at Neck of the Woods, and I'm trying to remember what track it would have been. I think it was either the Stop, Drop and Roll remix that I made, or no, I think it was the Aradna remix that I made a couple years ago. But
which Aradna song was it? Was it
They Don't Know?
The one was it the one Lady Shaka played in Berlin? Was it that?
That was actually a different version.
Okay, I was like, damn, because that one hits too.
But I don't know. I think it was Dylan Biscuit that I was watching at Nick of the Woods, and he just like slowly built up to the track, and then towards the end of his set, he popped it in and got a huge reaction from the audience, and it was just kind of like mind blowing to be hearing it in the club and to be seeing this whole crowd reacting to it, and it kind of like really inspired me to continue down that road, you know.
That's so beautiful. Look where you are, you're about to play a fucking boiler.
I know, man. It's insane. It still does not feel real. I can't believe it, but it's so exciting, man.
It's a blessing. And you picked a track for us to listen to. This is the Tuffy Tour Karu remix.
Yes.
Mokotron song that you remixed. thank you so much for joining us, man.
Oh, no, thanks so much. Thanks for having me. Yeah, yeah. I'd love to see everyone at Boiler Room tomorrow. And, yeah. This afternoon, if anyone's around St. Kevin's Arcade, I've got a little pop-up DJ set with
Hyan
and Mellow Downs. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So come through if you're around.
We're going to play that Mellow Downs Hyan track after this. So stay tuned for that too. Thank you, my brother.
Nah, thank you for having me, bro. So happy for you. Yeah, cheers.
This is Tuffy Toll, the Cutter Remix by Mokotron.
sorry. Come you don't really wanna test that. Out of heaven, then you wouldn't mind. You're a lot, 91, you can never catch a runner, runner, runner. Motherfucker, this is real, tell your mama. Young stunner, got a cover for the summer. Back in the day, used to bump that bone thug. No backbone for a hater, showing no love. Big buddy bands pull up with the whole squad. 20 some months rolling deep when I go up. Trap house lively, AD lively. Riversdale, Eastdale, we stay lively. All of my young G's, even a donkey. Straight from the spider town, we stay lively. Red rag, blue rag, even the bikies. Dumping the five keys, Air Max 90s. Black hood, bucket hat with a plain white tee. Cortez Nike, mellow too styly. Gonna function, your girl wanna eye me. Causing attention, now you wanna fight me. Mellow calm, chill, low key, I'm high key. Bitch, I'm a star, got bars like Wiley. What you want from me? Where's our homie? Haters online really wanna control me. Never wanna hold me down, they control me. Now that I'm indie, back with the whole team. From what you heard, this is rap at its peak. The flyers keep me with the sharpest beak. Just for the loudest, can tell that it reeks. From what you bought, it's the real SMC. It's the M to the E to the L to the O. Deposit the fee, I'll pull up to the show. Yeah, way too clean, it's the AD flow. Way too G for the mainstream. More like underground, straight from the basement. You will never hear this on your radio. Let's just that real shit straight from the soul. Auckland City, one time for the low. NZG, if you didn't have a clue, guess what, my G? Now you know. Now you know. NZG, if you didn't have a clue, guess what, my G? Now you know. NZG, if you didn't have a clue, guess what, my G? Now you know. No.
You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.